In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we are celebrating in the church three holidays. The first one, of course, is the Sunday Resurrection. Second is the Sunday after the Enlightenment. And the third is the support or synaxis of St. John, the prophet and forerunner, the baptizer of Christ. And today we have to take a lesson from the apostles, and of course the Easter reading was one of them today, is about that we have to tolerate each other, we have to take care of each other, we have to love each other. And of course the saint prophet, who was called by the Lord himself as he is the highest of the prophets, St. John the Baptist, he had celebrated the first time, even in his while being in the womb of his mother, when he felt the approaching of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, expecting the child in her womb, and he rejoiced in inside of the womb of his mother. And this is when he started his already preaching inside of the womb. And then when he was born, as you know, the terrible Herod ordered that all the children from 2 years and down, they would have to be children of boys, have to be killed. And he tried to kill Jesus Christ. And of course they went after also, they knew that Zacharias had a son. And they came and they approached him and they demanded to tell where the son is. And of course he refuses, and so they killed him right between the altar and the church. And then they made the searches and they followed and tried to catch the mother, and Elizabeth, who was carrying the baby in her arms, finally she got cornered right into a mountain, and they were going to get her, and the mountain just opened up and swallowed her up with the baby. And the Lord kept them safe there, and the mother had fed him very little, and then the Lord taken her soul and taken her away, and the baby was left all by himself. So the future prophet and the preacher of repentance, he was left alone, just by himself. So the angel started to come and feed him and take care of him. And he lived in the desert all his life until he came out to preach. He was told by the Lord that he had to preach and prepare the way for the Messiah, for the Lord to come. And he went out and started to, in the River Jordan, he started to baptize people, made them to confess their sins, and then they would baptize them, and telling everybody that the Messiah is coming and be prepared for it. And then one day he sees the Lord himself approached him, and the Lord had done all the things that according to the law of those times. He did not go out to preach the kingdom of God until he's become 30 years old, because at that time, unless you're 30, you cannot be preaching, you cannot be a priest, and because you still were not considered as being quite mature. 30 years old, that's when the maturity was considered for a person. And so our Lord Jesus Christ has been taken care of. His actually mother, after Saint Joseph had died, and then he was left together with his mother, the Theotokos, and he continued to do Joseph's work as a carpenter, and this way he was feeding himself and the mother by working with his hands. And again, he is showing us example, every one of us, of what, how to live, and how to be humble, and what to do. And so, then he approached, when he became 30, he approached also St. John, John asked for baptism. St. John was quite surprised and he said, I cannot do that. How can I, being your creation, how can I lift my hands, lift my hand to baptize you, the Messiah, the Son of God? And but the Lord says, you do what I tell you. You don't have to ask me like you do everybody else about my sins. You just baptize me. Because even at that time, the Lord had taken up all our sins, my sins and all your sins, everybody's sins, he took upon himself. And he wanted to show again the way of humility. And he went and got baptized by Saint John, the prophet and forerunner. And of course, he saw the angel, he saw the dove come down, and it was the Holy Spirit that was came down on the Lord and abided on him. And so, and then he was told that when you see on the dove coming down on the person, you know that he is the Son of God. And then he heard the voice after the Lord was baptized. He heard the voice from on heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, and whom we have to obey, my beloved, we have to try to obey the Lord." Look at St. John, what he had done. St. John, the baptizer, what he had done, he preached people with repentance. He was calling them to repent. He's calling, still calling us to repentance. And what he was saying to regular people, he said, "Well, you have two pairs of clothes, and you have two, give one to the poor, to the needy. And whatever you have, share things that you have with others." The tax collectors, he would say to them, "Don't take any extra. Just take what you were ordered to do. Don't take anything extra." But the soldiers that came to be baptized and repent of sins, he would say to them, "Don't hurt anybody, and be good to everybody, and do not grumble over your small salaries." And this is what he was actually telling us, to start to living according to the gospel. Of course, the Lord then came, and he, after he got baptized, he went into the desert and fasted, again showing us an example what we have to do. And he fasted for 40 days. He didn't eat anything and drink anything. And his body was already so wanting for the food and nourishment. And the demons were coming and trying to tempt him. And so the last attempt was on the 40th day. The demon came up to the Lord and said, "If you are the Son of God, won't you make these stones of bread and eat and fill yourself?" And the Lord says, "A man does not live by bread alone." Remember this. We have to remember that to us, the spiritual food is the Word of God. We have to learn to listen, to read it, and to absorb the Spirit from the Word of God, to be able to live according to the Gospel. And the second temptation, big one, that as the devil gives to everybody, we all have to go through that. He took the Lord and the big mountain and showed all the wealth of all the power on the earth and the castles and all the richness and everything, and within a period of 1 hour. And he said to the Lord, "Just bow down to me and everything will be given to you. I will give you everything. You'll be able to rule the world." And the Lord says, that you bow down only to God, your maker, and get away. And then he took the Lord even on the big highest building in Jerusalem and said to him, "Throw yourself down, and that the angels had said in the 90th Psalm that they will pick you up, will not allow you to hit yourself against the stone." And the Lord said, "Thou shalt not tempt thy Lord," and get behind, get away. And so and then he went out to preach. And then he went out to preach and tell that the kingdom of heaven is already come. It come. St. John the Baptist saying the kingdom of heaven is about to come. And said, Lord, and the Lord himself said that the kingdom has come. Well, we as Orthodox Christians, can we honestly say that we're starting to feel the kingdom of heaven in our heart? Well, it is not in our heart if we have irritations, if we get angers, if we have hatred, if we don't have love, if we don't have long-suffering and patience, if we don't have co-suffering with our brothers that are hurting, or be able to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Well, if we don't have these traits, we still haven't felt the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts, and of course it is a gift from the Lord that he gives us the kingdom of heaven. But he resists the proud, so the first thing is for us to conquer our pride, which is the beginning of all our troubles. And it means to conquer our pride is to be free from any envy and to be free from any hurt, because through the hurt we get offended, through the pride we get offended when people do something unfair to us, especially then our pride gets hurt and we get offended and we get hurt and so on. Then we don't feel the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is still far from us. So these things we have to work on. We have to conquer those things. Now the Lord called Saint John the Baptist as the highest of the prophets, and he is depicted on the icons, as you know, of the Lord sitting on the throne, and on the right side of the Lord stands the Theotokos, the Mother of God, and on the left side is depicted Saint John, the prophet and forerunner and baptizer of people and of our Lord. And then other ones. And my beloved, we have to cry out and should cry out to get the true spirit, the true spirit of repentance, which we have to get and follow the recommendations of Saint John the Baptizer. And we have to try to do those things, and of course we have to really try to fulfill the gospel, to live according to the gospel. If we are going to live according to the gospel, then we'll be getting closer and closer to the kingdom of heaven. And then for us, when the time will come for departure from this world into the eternal life, we are going to be able to feel the joy becoming more and more in our heart, because we have more and more peace and more love for the Lord. And finally we'll come to a point where we really are waiting, as it says in our creed in the end, that I'm waiting for the coming of the Lord and the last and the life everlasting. Well, this is what early Christians had done. They have all had lived in the anticipation of the Lord's coming and the creating of the kingdom of heaven already in heaven, and with a new body, and not with this body that we have that's contaminated and poisoned with the sins of our ancestors and our own sins, but that we will have a new body. This all going to be new body of like in Christ. The Lord, can you imagine, the Lord, creator of all your universe, he will call us his friends, because this is what he said. If we fulfill and obey his Father's commandments, it means the gospel, then he will call us no longer as slaves or creation, but he will actually call us his friends, and we will be able to truly call the Heavenly Father as our own Father, and we will be brothers and sisters to Christ. And this is the greatest thing that could ever happen. Let's strive for that. Let's go and look for those things to cleanse our heart, to make it an abode of the Holy Spirit. For through the Holy Spirit and the love that all the heavenly dwellers have, and especially of Saint John, Saint John the prophet and forerunner of Christ, through their love, and all the angels and archangels, they're all of them pleading and looking for us and want us to be saved, because that's the reason Christ came. Christ came on this earth only for one reason, is to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And this is how you think. You think that way, and then you'll be very close to attaining the kingdom of heaven. Amen.